Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. And this is update number 865. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, Hezbollah has vowed to surprise Israel during any upcoming war, upping the war of words between the Lebanese terror group and Israel. In an interview on the 11th anniversary of the Second Lebanon War, the head of the group's executive council said that Hezbollah has been changing and developing new military capabilities. He claimed that Israeli reports on Hezbollah's weaponry are inaccurate. Last week, Israel's military chief of staff said the IDF has used the time since the Second Lebanon War to dramatically improve its abilities and now has better intelligence and operational capabilities than ever before. Second, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to CNN, a Chinese spy ship has been sailing in international waters off the coast of Alaska for several days, having first arrived in the area shortly before the test of a U.S. missile defense system. U.S. Navy Captain Scott Miller said the ship is believed to be a communications or intelligence vessel and confirmed it has been in the area for the last few days. The official said it is possible the ship was there to observe the recent successful terminal high-altitude area defense missile defense system test off Alaska. China has long protested the U.S.-South Korea decision to deploy THAAD to the Korean Peninsula, saying that it could be used to target Chinese missiles. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Wall Street Journal, while Russia is planning its biggest military exercise in years, its neighbor Finland is bolstering its underground emergency defenses. A subterranean city beneath Helsinki forms a crucial line of defense for the capital. Finnish soldiers routinely train there with a mission to keep Finland's government running and city residents safe in a network that features more than 124 miles of tunnels, passageways, and shelters. Utility and subway tunnels provide arteries for communications, water supply, and internet access. And there is enough shelter space for all of the city's more than 600,000 residents in the event of an attack or disaster. The Finns are now stepping up preparedness as Russia readies for Zapad 2017, the country's largest military exercise since the end of the Cold War in September. Fourth, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Al Jazeera, a policy paper released this week by one of the Jewish state's leading strategic think tanks states that Israel is anxiously observing the escalating international crisis over North Korea's nuclear program, paying particular attention to its implications for Iranian behavior. Defense analyst at Tel Aviv University wrote, "Concern exists that American restraint and continued provocative North Korean behavior would signal to Tehran that a country determined to cross nuclear red lines is able to do so, even in face of American opposition." Moreover, the authors argued the basic dynamics of the crisis are playing to the advantage of North Korea and also Iran. The lack of action by the West is strengthening Iran's ability to threaten Israel and the Arab Gulf states directly and through proxies, while also making it worthwhile for Iran to continue developing its nuclear capabilities and its missile program in order to attain a nuclear deterrent. Fifth today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Business Insider, a recently released report from the Syrian Network for Human Rights has revealed that Russian airstrikes have killed just as many Syrian civilians as the Islamic State. According to the report, Russian airstrikes are responsible for killing at least 2,700 civilians, including over 700 children in 2015 and 2016. The Islamic State is responsible for killing a little less than 2,700 civilians, including nearly 400 children since the group's rise to prominence in the region in 2013. The Syrian Network for Human Rights accused Russia of war crimes and said the country should be held responsible for its actions. Dear friends, you can read these stories in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 31, verses 2 through 6, which reads, "Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with the tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God." If you would, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Ed Heinzen. In Jeremiah 3:12, God promises that no matter how bad Israel's situation may get, Israel will survive. The people who survived the sword, that is, the Jews who survived the tribulation, found grace in the wilderness. This wilderness is the same as the wilderness of Ezekiel 20 and of Revelation 12. It is the wilderness where the city of Bozrah or Petra is located and where Israel is going to be saved. Indeed, God clearly identifies who he means, Israel. The people are going to find favor and grace from God the day God moves to cause Israel to find its rest. The rest here is the rest of salvation. In verse 3, Jeremiah speaks of God's everlasting love for Israel, which explains the reason Israel survives. because of God's eternal love for Israel. He states, "Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness." The Hebrew word for drawn speaks of the draw of love toward itself. God will draw Israel to himself. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next broadcast/podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Alexander McLaren. He said, "The apostolic church thought more about the second coming of Jesus Christ than about death and heaven. The early Christians were looking not for a cleft in the ground called a grave, but for a cleavage in the sky called glory." Amen, somebody. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh, and help us to act accordingly. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.